Chapter 8. The Exiles Who Returned with Ezra. Now these are the heads of their fathers' houses, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylon, in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush. Of the sons of Shechaniah, of the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, and with him were reckoned by genealogy of the males 150. Of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Eliahoenai, the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males. Of the sons of Shechaniah, the son of Jehaziel, and with him 300 males. Of the sons of Aden, Ebed the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. Of the sons of Elam, Jesheah the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. Of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebadiah the son of Michael, and with him 80 males. Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. Of the sons of Shelomith, the son of Josaphiah, and with him 160 males. Of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. Of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males. Of the sons of Adonikam, who were the last, and these are their names, Eliphelet, Jeuel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. Of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zabud, and with them 70 males. Ezra sends for Levites. I gathered them together to the river that runs to Ahava, and there we encamped 3 days, and I viewed the people and the priests, and found there none of the sons of Levi. Then sent I for Eliezer, for Ariel, for Shemaiah, and for Elnathan, and for Jarib, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshulam, chief men, also for Joiarib, and for Elnathan, who were teachers. I sent them forth to Iddo the chief, at the place Cassiphia, and I told them what they should tell Iddo, and his brothers, the Nethinim, at the place Cassiphia, that they should bring to us ministers for the house of our God. According to the good hand of our God on us, they brought us a man of discretion, of the sons of Mahlai, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah, with his sons and his brothers, 18, and Hashabiah, and with him Jesheah, of the sons of Merari, his brothers and their sons, 20, and of the Nethinim, whom David and the princes had given for the services of the Levites, 220 Nethinim. All of them were mentioned by name. Fasting for protection. Then I proclaimed a fast there, at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek of him a straight way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to ask of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken to the king, saying, "The hand of our God is on all those who seek him, for good, but his power and his wrath is against all those who forsake him." So we fasted and begged our God for this, and he was entreated of us. The priests guard offerings. Then I set apart 12 of the chiefs of the priests, even Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brothers with them, and weighed to them the silver and the gold and the vessels, even the offering for the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his princes and all Israel there present had offered. I weighed into their hand 650 talents of silver, and silver vessels 100 talents, of gold 100 talents, and 20 bowls of gold of 1,000 darics, and 2 vessels of fine bright brass, precious as gold. I said to them, "You are holy to Yahweh, and the vessels are holy, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to Yahweh, the God of your fathers. Watch and keep them until you weigh them before the chiefs of the priests and the Levites and the princes of the fathers' houses of Israel at Jerusalem in the rooms of the house of Yahweh." So the priests and the Levites received the weight of the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem, to the house of our God. Then we departed from the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was on us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and the bandit by the way. We came to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. Treasure placed in the temple. On the 4th day, the silver and the gold and the vessels were weighed in the house of our God into the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah the priest, and with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, and with them was Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binui, the Levite. The whole, by number and by weight, and all the weight was written at that time. The children of the captivity, who had come out of exile, offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and 12 male goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering to Yahweh. They delivered the king's commissions to the king's satraps and to the governors beyond the river, and they furthered the people and the house of God.